Flin Flon, man. The Flin Flon Bombers went 2-for-2 on the weekend, getting a measure of revenge on the Estevan Bruins. Flin Flon won 5-1 Friday and 3-1 Saturday. It was the Bruins' first trip to Flin Flon since last year's SJHL final, which the Bruins won in 7 games. Jagjeevan Fangora took a high slot wrist shot that would sneak through traffic and past Harmon Laserhume to give the Bruins a 1-0 lead in Saturday's game. The Bomber goalie protested the goal, saying Bruin Mitch Koner had interfered with him, but the goal stood. That goal would be the only one of the first, giving the Bruins a 1-0 lead at intermission, and they would start the second on the power play after a Jeremy Tremblay crosscheck and misconduct late in the opening frame. The second period brought changes in both the scoreboard and the penalty box. The penalty pendulum swung to the Bruins, who would take 6 penalties in the period. Those penalties cost the visitors, as Cole DePero would tie the game up midway through the second on a power play, catching a seam pass and belting home a one-time goal, number 32 on the year for him. The Bombers took the lead when Bruin Robbie Stewart, attempting to clear the zone from behind his net, accidentally got the puck caught in goalie Cam Herdliska's skates. The puck would be stopped next to the left post on the goal line, but Jacob Vaukler, tight on the forecheck, would pick that puck up and push it into the net behind Herdliska. That mistake would put the Bombers up 2-1, a lead they'd take into the third. The Bombers thought they'd extended their lead halfway through the period, with Alexei Celestra putting the puck into the crease and Matt Egan bulldozing the puck into the net. The goal light went on, but the officials called the goal off, saying there was a whistle before the puck passed the goal line. Alexei Celestra scored on a wide-open net in the third. Herdliska would argue he'd been interfered with other Bruins arguing that the goal should be waved off. Harmon Laserhume made 37 saves on the night, while Herdliska made 53 saves on 56 shots. The Bruins have now not won in the Whitney Forum since November 19, 2021. Since that game, a 3-2 overtime win for Estevan, the Bruins have lost 6 straight games in the Flon's friendly confines, including 3 in the SJHL finals. In 4 of those games, Estevan was held to just 1 goal. Estevan has beaten Flin Flon in 8 straight games at Affinity Place, including Game 7 of last season's SJHL final. The night before, a Vaukler breakaway was saved by Herdliska, but Ethan Mercer made good on a rebound, making it 1-0 Bombers. Then DePero scored from a high slot shot, sneaking past a screened Herdliska. Fangora tossed a no-look backhand on the Flin Flon net that caught Bomber goalie Laserhume off guard and slid underneath him. Down a man early in the third, Vaukler would rush the puck down into the Estevan zone and start a play. DePero took a shot and, while Herdliska would save it, the rebound bounced off a Bruin backchecker and in. Tremblay then fired one from the high slot that beat Herdliska clean for a 4-1 lead. Bomber captain Lucas Fry would connect with a slapshot from the blue line and beat Herdliska, but the goalie said he'd been interfered with, having had his blocker knocked off before the goal. Officials on the ice first signaled a goal, but then reversed their call with the Bombers waiting at center ice for a faceoff. Tremblay scored his second of the game into an empty net. Laserhume made 30 saves for the win, while Herdliska stopped 46 shots in a losing cause. All SJHL teams will pause their schedules for the upcoming SJHL-MJHL Showcase, set to take place in Winnipeg January 31 and February 1.